President Biden met behind closed doors earlier today with House Democrats in a final push for his social spending plan before he departs for Rome ahead of the G20 summit. One casualty of the Democrats' failure to agree on the president's agenda is paid family and medical leave. The plan dwindled from 12 weeks to 4 and now appears to be out altogether. Here's Biden today at the White House.
No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is. That's consensus. And that's what I ran on.
NPR congressional reporter Deidre Walsh is here to talk more about this. Welcome, Deidre.
Hi, Tanya.
We just heard President Biden put a positive spin on this. But is his agenda unraveling?
He's still certainly facing divisions inside his party, and these are the same ones that we've been discussing for months, the rift between progressives and centrists. The president is arguing that he's moving forward. He talked about a $1.7 trillion framework for this domestic spending plan. He's arguing it will truly transform the nation, in his words. He made the case that there are a lot of programs in here, like childcare, healthcare, climate provisions, that he said 81 million Americans voted for in 2020. But there's still a sizable group of those progressive Democrats who have issues with this scaled-back proposal. Remember, initially, this was a $3.5 trillion. So a lot of their plans, a lot of their priorities fell out, like you mentioned, with paid family leave. There's also no plan to negotiate the prices for prescription drug prices and significantly expand Medicare coverage like people like Bernie Sanders had wanted. So progressives want a detailed bill. They want the actual bill. And they also really want to hear from those two key Senate moderates we've been talking a lot about, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. They want to know that those two will be there in the end and vote for these things. There's still really a lack of trust inside the Democratic Party.
That meeting that was held earlier today, I'm guessing that they talked a lot about what you're saying here, including those moderates and whether or not they will come on the other side to vote for this. What are some of the key points the White House is pushing to members of Congress at this point to try to get them on board?
Well, the president did signal in that meeting this morning that this framework that he touted did have the support of all 50 Democrats. But we haven't heard explicitly from Manchin and Sinema that they have formally endorsed it. The president went through line by line, I'm told by some of the Democrats in that meeting, all the numbers. He talked about how much money was in there for climate change. He said that's $555 billion. He really tried to change the conversation from what got cut to what is still in the bill. He said he needed Democrats to stay united, especially as you noted earlier, how he's heading off on this trip to Europe. And at that meeting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged all Democrats to get behind that separate $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that the Senate already passed. They're actually trying to have a vote on that today, but it's unclear they even have the votes.
Biden's first stop abroad is Rome for the G20 summit. His departure was already delayed because of this meeting with House Democrats. What should we be on the lookout for?
I think we should be looking to see whether Democrats will unite today and whether they will try to at least pass part of this agenda to his desk. I think there's still a lot of details that we don't know about whether this framework does indeed have all 50 Senate Democrats and all progressives in the House ready to back it. I think there's a lot of, you know, text that we still haven't seen yet. But I think what the president and what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are trying to do is show momentum, that show that the president and congressional Democrats do have a plan to address climate change. Even though it's not the full one they initially wanted, there are still a lot of significant programs in here. Things like a clean energy tax credits for solar, for electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. The president talked about $500,000 electric charging stations across the country.
That's NPR congressional reporter Deidre Walsh. A lot to watch for. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.